what people don't realize is distortion is the biggest killer. It's not power. There's a stigma and a misconception like, oh, hey, is this too much power for my speaker? You want more power. You don't want less. That is the biggest stigma. And we used to, I've sold thousands of speakers, raw speakers, like tons. And when a speaker would come back and the client would be like, oh, this speaker blew and I'm not sure why. We would cut it open on the spot, like cut the surround, cut the spider, pull out the voice coil. And if the voice coil had a black line around the top of it, it was underpowered and distorted. If it was all black, well, they did a good job. They had a lot of power. So the theory or the concept behind that is if the voice coil, which sits center of the top plate of the magnet.
Yeah.
When you are driving a speaker, it goes up and down, which means it's moving air and it's cooling itself.
Okay.
Just naturally.
Okay.
As soon as you implement distortion, the speaker moves less. It moves less now.
So it gets hot.
Stagnant. And it stays more in that one spot. That's why black line that you see on the voice coil is the heat that it's generating from the top plate of that magnet focused on just that one section around the coil of wire. Distortion. Number one killer 99% of the time of speakers.